Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, folks. Just wanted to see how long I could pause before you started messing with your phones and your earbuds and stuff.
Yeah, you definitely popped your eardrums on that one.
I know, right? Popped mine. Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast.
Episode
9 or 8-er. Oh, I see what you did there.
9 or 8-er.
I see what you did there. How are you, Matt?
Bad jokes. I'm good. How are you doing?
Bad jokes. I'm good, sir.
Awesome.
I got a lot of fucking wrestling to watch this week.
That's awesome.
I had all of last week's Mae Young Classic and this week's to
watch. Yeah, after we talked last week.
You want to know when those got watched?
Actually, you should go back to last week's episode, watch it on Twitch, and see the moment in Jeremy's face when he realizes
that I could binge watch.
All 4 episodes of the first round were up. Not just the one.
So I didn't have a legit Labor Day weekend. I work in retail, and retail stays open on Labor Day. So we had zero business, but we were open on Labor Day. And I only had Sunday off, so I didn't get much time to actually watch wrestling. So I crammed SmackDown, Raw, and 6 episodes of the Mae Young Classic in today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I watched 2 episodes. I watched like the last episode and a half of the Mae Young Classic, and then NXT today.
I watched NXT as well,
just because I had my son Ezra was really in need of a nap, and he was out the whole time.
Oh yeah,
so I was like, that's a pretty good nap, an hour and a half.
We're gonna take this opportunity while we can.
He actually crashed out. I think he was like asleep for maybe almost 2 hours.
I missed the final episode of the Mae Young Classic, but I did look at spoilers so I could know who the finals were before we started this show.
So good.
Honestly,
the last episode, I'll just say, my least favorite matches of the whole tournament.
Yeah.
Not because of the outcome, but just the matches themselves weren't as exciting. I attribute it to...
Matt Hardy just fell off.
If you're watching on Twitch, you saw that happen. I attribute it to like 3 straight nights these girls were going out there and wrestling.
Yeah, so there's some fatigue.
You could definitely see, especially if you're going like all out for those first 2 nights.
Well, I think a lot of it was in 2 nights, because if you look at it, it was a telling sign.
You're right, because Dakota Kai wore the same outfit twice.
Yeah.
And she looked haggard at one point.
And Ronda Rousey, every time that they showed her in the stands, she was wearing the same Dragon Ball shirt.
So either Ronda's white trash,
2 times in a row.
Or they just...
I mean, both are feasible, right?
Yeah.
But exactly. Yeah, I think it was in 2 nights, from what I could gather. Yeah.
You know, you're probably right.
Yeah, I see why. I mean, they were fatigued. But, yeah, I don't like the pairings. I didn't like the pairings in the final few matches.
I thought Kairi Sane in a... I like the idea of Kairi Sane versus Toni Storm.
It just didn't play out very well
just because, like, one, they never fought each other or worked with each other. And so I guess getting 2 different talents, especially when they're both foreigners and they don't know how each of them work. Get out of here, cat.
Is Toni Storm the kayfabe wife of Matt Storm? Or sister?
I would like her to be. That'd
right?
be awesome.
Right?
Not sister.
There was some damn good action, though. There was a lot of really good matches. I was really disappointed Piper Niven didn't go further. I did like that JR referred to her as Piper the Viper at one point. So they actually called back to her original wrestling name. Matt is blocking the door right now.
There we go.
Locking pets out.
Locking the cat out.
But there was a lot of really damn good matches.
Keep the pussy out.
Whoa. Whoa.
No pussies allowed.
No pussies allowed. This is the He-Man Women Haters Club.
This is the He-Man Women Haters Club. We don't know how to put our headphones back into our ears. There we go.
I enjoyed it, though. I mean, especially the first, five episodes, probably.
Even with the last episode, I absolutely enjoyed this tournament. I am so sad that this is probably going to be the only time we get this tournament. Because
I don't know. They kept saying inaugural. So
we've had inaugural Cruiserweight Classics and European, and we're still waiting on this damn UK TV show.
Well, the good news is, if you watched SmackDown or NXT tonight, when Asuka was out, they pulled out everyone from the back. And if you notice, there was at least six women from the tournament. They are out there. Abby Lath is who I noticed right away. And then I noticed Piper Niven, I think, was back there.
Yeah.
I caught two or three others.
Riley. The one from, I'm going to say Riley Reed.
But no, are you thinking Rhea Ripley?
Rhea Ripley? Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley Reed's a porn star.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes total sense now.
No, that's why I know that.
But there was a lot. There was at least six women out there because they originally ushered out the women of NXT, and then there was some other women out there with them. Then they brought out the rest of the men. And I noticed there was at least 6 to 10 women from the tournament that were there. Kairi Sane was there. So. Yeah.
That was cool to see her come out.
And we're mentioning now, thankfully, so we might as well talk about
thankfully
it.
Thankfully, she's not, like, you know, totally, like, beat to shit.
So I'm sure they're giving.
Reported. Oh, my God. There's a spot in that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
There's a spot in that match with her and Toni Storm where Kairi just eats it.
Like, really?
Yeah, you have to watch the match. It's early on in the match, but you'll like it.
There was one in her first round matchup where she ate shit pretty bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Dealt with a concussion and a neck injury.
Did she?
Yeah, she's just recovering from both of those. Wow. So, in time for her final turn.
You know, match. Jim Ross was great through that when it came to calling action.
Rawr.
I enjoyed
it. Later.
Yeah, I enjoyed it while he was calling action, but his banter was absolutely terrible. Like,
hey, Lita, how do you play this Rocket League game?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
I hated it when it was Kairi Sane's first match. And
Kairi Sane.
He's like, if you're wondering about her weird ring attire, she's into yachting.
She likes to yacht.
She's a yachtster.
You remember that scene in Billy Madison where that guy's trying to get, like, dirt on Billy Madison, so he gets to, like, the janitor to get dirt on him.
Yeah.
And he has, like, that list. The janitor has that list, and he's like, Billy likes soda.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of. Yeah. Like, oh, my
no,
God.
No, you know who he reminded me a lot of? Is Dodgeball of Cotton, of Jason Bateman's character. He's like, we'll just have to see how this plays out. Like, he just...
All the wrong commentary, yeah, all the wrong time.
Like, when he came, he went into his element when it was calling the moves and stuff. He was great on that. But when it came to, like, banter and talking about, like, oh my fucking God. When Lacey Evans was out there, I fucking got so tired of hearing the words, U.S. Marine and SWAT team.
She was a U.S. Marine.
I love your stroke face.
That's my stroke face.
That's all. He would talk more about her being a Marine than about the matches and about, let's be honest, the woman's been in NXT. Why could we not talk about her history in NXT? Like,
exactly.
She's one of the few women that was in NXT first before the tournament. And we focused on, like, I'm glad she's a Marine. That's great.
My JR. Sorry.
I mean, I'm going to be all American and we're going to talk about it.
Was he Zeb?
Was he Zeb fucking Coulter?
Oklahoma.
And every single woman that wore a hat to the ring, it was, she's JR, wearing, you ought to like this one.
She's wearing a hat.
It was... Like, you see what I was talking about when we first had him back and I was watching him? I was like, I feel like he's out of touch. And everyone was like, oh, no, it was great seeing him. It's not that great seeing him. It's like, fuck, just let the guy rest, man.
I wish at that time it was John Cena and I couldn't see him. Jokes.
So, speaking of John Cena,
weren't you going to say something, though, real quick before I interrupted you? Sorry.
I don't know. We're talking news related.
We had a question. Since we're talking about the women's tournament.
Yeah.
We'll just do our question right now. Alex, last week. He's not here this week.
Yep.
I'm going to burp. Aside from Kairi Sane, who do you guys see potentially becoming a big star out in the Mae Young Classic?
Lacey Evans, probably. Like, she was great. There was some good moments in the ring with her. Mm-hmm. Abby Lath. Like, I was a huge... I was legit... Like, so Mark devastated when she lost.
She does the Mae Young pose.
Yeah.
Do you know what the trophy is?
Mae Young's pose.
Yeah, that's the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I thought that was really cool, too.
It's awesome.
And she won with Mae Young's moves, too.
Yep, the alligator clutch.
I think Abby Lath.
The old lady snatcher grab.
The old lady snatcher grab, huh?
and the being impregnated from Mark Henry.
Oh, that's God. A good one. And if they would sign her, I think Mercedes Martinez.
Oh, I would love to see
Mercedes. I would love Martinez to see more of her. Anybody but Shayna Baszler.
Anybody but Shayna.
Or Baroness Corbin, as I like to refer to her.
Hey, she's got a better hairline than Baron Corbin.
Not by much. Not by much.
A little bit better.
But she reminds me of young Baron Corbin. Like, super boring, super stiff in the ring, and, I mean, just no charisma, no experience, just there. I did not enjoy any of her matches.
She oozes borability.
And the only reason she's where she's at is because they want to further a storyline with Ronda's Four Horsewomen versus WWE's Four Horsewomen, which I'm fine with. We could have furthered that storyline without putting her in the position because she's not deserving.
They want to further a storyline with octopuses.
If she wins this fucking match, if she wins the fucking finals, I'm done.
Just let me know how you really feel, Jeremy.
No.
Don't hold back, bro.
Fucking A, man. Like, she's not good. Can you sit there with a straight face and tell me she's fucking good? She's not.
She's all right.
Fucking James Ellsworth winning this tournament would have been a better outcome than her winning.
Speaking of James Ellsworth, he had to finally kiss Carmella.
Yeah, I saw that.
Chinless bastard.
He got smacked, too.
Oh, he liked it, though.
Yeah, fucking wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Corey Graves? He's like, for the first time ever, I'm jealous of Ellsworth.
How great was Corey Graves
I'm
on commentary?
I'm so happy to see Corey Graves back with Byron.
So you picked
Saxton.
Lacey Evans. Wait, who?
I think Lacey Evans. I think definitely
I like Rhea.
Abby Laith. Rhea Ripley.
Oh, you said
badass.
Abby Laith. You said yeah. Abby Laith. That's who you said. Yeah, the Rhea.
Rhea Ripley would be great.
She is such a great talent. I don't know if she's actually signed. Her Twitter says that she's like associated with WWE, but Dakota Kai.
Yes.
AKA Evie. She's amazing.
And, I would pay money to watch
go back
Marty Bell or Mia Yim. And that's the one that pissed me off. Fucking Mia Yim lost to fucking Ronda Rousey's best friend.
Oh, you know
what? We're not even going to refer to her by her name. Ronda Rousey's friend.
We're talking about people becoming stars. Sarah Logan.
Sarah Logan, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to go.
She has
a cool personality. They found a good character for her.
I think so too.
And I'm glad that like she's. I was kind of worried because they took away the crazy aspect of her character, and now
right.
she's kind of like a country girl.
They got rid
but
of
she's
the
like she's made,
Sarah.
She's yeah, crazy Sarah Mary. Dobson, whatever they were calling her.
Crazy Mary.
I like what they're doing with
wrestled
her
in New Mexico.
I think she's good. Yeah, she wrestled Mia Yim in Albuquerque
and DWO.
Yep. You saw it there first.
You saw it there first, peeps.
That's all I kept on seeing from their Facebook.
Oh, God,
you saw it here first. I'm like, shut the hell.
No,
up.
We saw it in other federations first. You just got lucky to have it right before.
You saw it here first in our first ever women's match. Mia Yim versus Crazy Mary Dobson.
But, what I was referring to earlier, what I was starting to go into.
Like you guys. You guys do good work.
NXT. We lost a champion.
Ugh.
And
Sad day.
It's got to be, like, they're going to let her rest from that injury.
It has to happen.
But. It was more like they leaned heavy into the call-up,
yeah,
which
did.
I didn't expect. So William Regal announced tonight that he himself and Asuka are in talks with the general managers for both Raw and SmackDown, and that she is getting the call-up to the main roster. So they pulled the title from her.
Yeah, she will be headed to...
Was it 528 days?
Something 523.
Like 23?
Yeah.
It's a long fucking
pretty
title
impressive.
Right,
man.
It is.
That's amazing. And
so,
to be, on top of that, undefeated.
So what would be nice, and this is the way I would book it if I had the pin in NXT, I'd run a women's tournament in NXT and have the winner from that little gauntlet or tournament face the winner from the Mae Young, and that is your title match.
And then they have to run a gauntlet on me.
Whoa, hey now. Hey
only,
now. And Piper
only,
Niven.
Only if
I want to see Piper Niven stay in WWE.
Only if it was Jazzy Gabbert.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking,
you know, okay, you guys, I'm going to give you a podcast
the
recommendation.
Dolph Lundgren of the Mae Young Classic.
Podcast recommendation of the week.
Yeah.
Marty and Sarah.
Love Wrestling?
Love Wrestling.
I fucking love Marty and Sarah.
How good
love
is
wrestling.
That show?
It's so good. I love all of his voices and all of her voices.
They do so good.
I've been listening to them for a while. I fucking love it. It's Marty De La Rosa.
I just listened and Sarah Stowe, something.
I can't remember her last name.
But she did a hilarious impression of Bailey this week.
Oh, her Bailey is
and,
so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. It's a great show.
It's a great podcast.
It's a great podcast.
This is really good.
Yeah.
This is really good.
It's not so...
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, and then they did, like, so she's, like, interviewing Marty, or Marty's supposed to be Ron Strowman.
Oh, yes.
Ron Strowman, Ron's brother, and he's talking about, like, all the brothers and the sisters that they have, and, oh, so good.
He's good. Marty De La Rosa's funny.
Marty's
as
a great
and a lot of their impressions
it's
are
great
nowhere
improv.
Near.
Oh no, they're horrible.
Marty's are horrible. Hers are pretty good.
Yeah,
her Bailey's Sasha Banks is fucking great. She's like, you don't even know. So speaking of Sasha Banks,
yes,
she did a podcast, or she did an episode of the Sam Roberts show.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like it at 5 in the morning when you ask for an autograph in the airport.
I don't blame her.
Well, I love...
I wouldn't like it. I get asked all the time when I'm in the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Who do they think you are?
Hey, oh, shit. I wish I knew who I was. Adrian Brody on a hangover.
Okay. Adrian Brody on a hangover.
Hey, Joaquin Phoenix. Hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
What do you need? What do you want?
I love Billy Ray, or Bubba Ray, Bully Ray's, and The Miz's response to it.
Oh, they have something smart to say, right?
The Miz just said, you know, anytime any person asks whether I'm eating dinner, I'm with a family, I'm on the toilet.
For some reason, I'm going to be like eating dick.
Right. He said anytime he's asked for an autograph, he obliges because it's the fans who put the money in his pocket and he feels like he owes it to him. Bubba Ray, his response on Twitter was, you shouldn't be worried when they come knocking at 5 a.m. in the airport. You should worry when they're not there at 5 a.m. in the airport.
I think if you're, first of all,
I think if you're stalking them in the airport, that's one thing.
You got to draw a line. Kids are cool.
Yeah.
Especially, and then two, these are guys telling a woman that.
Yeah.
Once you start getting into, like, dudes showing up first thing in the morning and, like, wanting autographs, it's a little creepy. Especially when they're older. Especially, I mean, once you start getting to, like, the 20-year-old, 30-year-old range. I'm just going to, like, I have to side with Sasha on this.
The airport thing is one thing. Like, I get the showing up and stalking their flight and stuff like that. That's terrible. But that's Sasha doesn't even show up. Like, a lot of the wrestlers will, as they come through the back, they'll sign autographs to people who are out there waiting. She doesn't even do that. And that's where you've got to step up and say, you know, this is my job. She, this is what I should be doing.
She, yeah. It sort of reminds me of somebody that used to wrestle, and then he quit, and then he got his ass beat in UFC.
Frank Shamrock?
Yeah. Frank Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock?
No, Ken Shamrock did get his ass beat quite a few times in UFC.
Yep. And he did wrestle and he did quit.
I blocked the door and look at him.
He's the Braun Strowman of cats.
Oh my God. He's
speaking
of
Big Show wrestled supposedly his last match.
That felt like his last match.
Well, after the show went off the air, he was crying and waving to the crowd saying thank you. And there was thank you, Big Show chants. So it is supposedly Big Show's last match. He went out on his back.
And which, what,
on the fucking
what's
cage.
The difference? What's the difference? Like, he's been losing every single match anyway.
Right? But that was a hell of a match, though, man.
Let's talk Big Show's career. Definitely Hall of Fame worthy.
You know what's the best part of that being his last match?
He took a great spot.
Well, he took a few great spots. Yeah. But if you pay attention to it, it was the exact same way he came into WWE.
When he threw Austin out of the cage?
Yeah. He showed up, threw Austin out of the cage, and then he was thrown out of the cage. I thought that was pretty damn cool.
And it adds to the whole lore of Braun Strowman and the believability that he will beat Brock Lesnar. It's just like, this dude looks unstoppable.
Yeah. I loved Big Show coming off the top rope, hitting that elbow drop. He hasn't used that for like 20 years.
Yeah.
That used to be his move in WCW.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was so awesome.
It was great, yeah.
It was a great match, man. Big Show, I love that ring didn't collapse.
Up until like a year, I mean, Big Show
got double enforced.
Best shape of his life, you know.
Put on good beard, matches. Unfortunately. And
for some reason, decided to shave his beard.
Looks
so
like
he can,
King Kong Bundy.
You know, look like a beluga whale.
That's Seth Rogen. Like, yeah. Look like a fucking beluga whale.
A beluga whale. And then, yeah, like, I know. Big Show, if that was his last match, which I believe it was, crazy to think, like, we've lost, like, two of our biggest guys, you know, to retirement.
Yep.
With Mark Henry. Actually, three.
Mark Henry, Taker, and the Big Show?
Mark Henry. And I'm not talking, like, big as in, like, legendary status, but just, like, our big powerhouse guys.
Big men.
Like, you know, we got rid of Henry's done. Taker's done, supposedly. And now Big Show. I mean, and rightfully so, because you can't have, you know, all kinds of big men around. And I wouldn't be surprised if Big Show tried to walk away a few times. And Vince was like,
listen, Show, you don't realize the size of my boner every time I see you get in that ring.
My genetic jackhammer.
My genetic jackhammer needs a little bit of help these days.
A little bit of grease. You got to grease that jackhammer.
And a little blue pill. Ask Linda what that's all about.
So 47.
She keeps voting for it in legislature.
I think 47 sorry. More wrestlers were announced for 2K18.
Oh, this is going to be an awesome lineup.
You know what sucks? Gosh. We've got wrestlers like Tatanka and Typhoon and Tatsumi Fujinami.
You're acting like you've never done 50 finishers to Tatanka before.
Do you know who's not in this game?
Sin Cara.
Every member of 205 Live is in this game except for one. And he's possibly one of the best wrestlers on that roster. Mustafa Ali.
Oh, wow. He's not in the game.
Every member of 205 Live aside from Mustafa Ali is in this game.
That's weird. What happened? That's weird.
Noam Dar, Jack Gallagher.
Jack Gallagher. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
Oh.
You're going to make your saucy Aussies?
Saucy Aussies. And I'm going to create Riley Reed.
Is Ruby Riott in this?
Yeah, I think she is.
I hope so, man.
I'm going to create Riley Reed.
Cassius fucking Ohno.
Cassius Ohno's in the game? Yeah. I was wondering about that when I was watching NXT.
I did too. That's funny.
I didn't pay attention to the roster reveal, so this is good to know.
The Brian Kendrick.
50 finishers to Brian Kendrick coming up.
Yeah, he's going to get destroyed. But yeah, every single member of 205 Live is in except that roster Mustafa. Aside from Mustafa Ali.
That's a bummer.
It is, right?
What about Daivari? Daivari's in it? Sean Daivari?
He's not even still on the roster anymore, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he is. He's not in this list. So but I was reading today that every Rich, member was listed by him.
So
maybe
Rick,
not
Sean Rick, Daivari. Rick Swanson's definitely in.
Rick Swan is in.
Swanson.
Can you handle this? Can you handle this?
It's a good song. I remember dancing to that song when we saw him come out in Hobbs.
Oh, yeah?
When we went to that show. I don't think you were here, but Freddie were sitting next to each other.
Yeah, we were.
And and like you guys are watching, and like me and Freddie are just dancing to that song.
No shit.
Yeah, I was like, because Freddie was starting to boo him, and I'm like, no, bro, you gotta dance, to this song. And it was a lot of fun.
Remember the dirty look I got from Carl Anderson?
Yeah.
For starting a too sweet chant.
He's like,
too sweet.
You dumb Mark.
Too sweet. And he gave me a dirty ass look.
You dumb Mark.
He's like, you fucking Mark. You thought he would just turn around and at least do the too sweet back and call me a nerd. Like, someone couldn't call me a nerd?
Nerd.
Well,
Luke Gallows was the one in there doing the spot. Yeah. So, you know.
Nerds.
Whatever, though.
Good times. It was fun.
I got a dab from
TJ. TJP.
Who's nowhere to be found anymore?
Not anymore. He's dead, right?
Apparently. Fuck, I don't know, man.
He's injured.
205 Live is pretty much
he's
dead,
injured,
isn't
right? Well, they're bringing Enzo in. So it's dead. It's dead. They're trying to get ratings.
Good luck with that.
I think people are probably watching.
Got a great back and forth with John Cena and Roman Reigns again.
Yeah, another good one.
I'm really looking forward to this, man. I really want that match. The more he calls him a lying little bitch, the more I enjoy it.
You're nothing but a lying little bitch.
You're a little bitch.
You're a little bitch.
Little bitch.
And John Cena. I love John Cena pointed out his fly was down.
Oh,
he was like, yeah, and your fly is down. You didn't see that part?
I missed that part.
Because it was a great back
and
forth.
I had to get up because my dog was being a little son of a bitch.
It was a great back and forth.
True to words. I can actually say that.
He is a son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's a son of a bitch.
But John Cena was talking shit to him. He's like, oh, and you come out here and you yell the way you do and everything, and your fly is down. And Roman takes back the mic, and he's like, it busted, big dog. And John Cena's like, I only noticed because I was looking for your balls, and they aren't there. And Roman replies back right away. He's like, yeah, you would be looking for my balls. That's word for word how it went back and forth.
Wow, I walked away at that point.
That's
funny.
Pretty goddamn good. I watched a little short movie. Fake documentary on HBO this week called Tour de Pharmacy. Have you seen it?
Cena's in that, right?
Cena's in it. And it's so fucking good. Cena plays a roided out Austrian. And you know who? Because they have like, what's his name? Andy Samberg's in it.
Uh-huh.
And they have like an older version of them. Like they're showing like flashbacks and like 1980s footage of the Tour de France. And then they have older versions of them. So the older version of Andy Samberg is Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's right,
the older version of John Cena is Dolph Lundgren. So they've got Dolph Lundgren in the movie playing him. But it's fucking terrible because there's some guy wearing the Speedo that you can see through his junk. You can see through and see his dick. And John Cena just roids out and starts beating the shit out of everybody at one point.
Yeah.
He grabs the guy and rips open his unitard and throws him up for a torture rack and is torture racking this guy with his dick out. And the guy's like junk is right here in John Cena's face through the whole fucking scene. It's so dumb and ridiculous.
That's great.
But Cena plays it so fucking well.
He's, you know, good actor.
It was funny, man. Like, I look forward to seeing him in more movies. Actually,
look forward to seeing him in the Bumblebee movie.
In the Bumblebee movie, I guess. Yep. I'm going to actually watch this weekend, too. I'm going to watch The Wall with him and Aaron Johnston.
Oh, that should be good. That's really good, yeah.
It's out on Xbox now. Oh, that's awesome. I'd watch that. You want to be the NWA champion?
Do they need one?
Do you have $2,600?
Actually, I do.
The actual NWA title's on sale on eBay for $2,600.
The old one or the
newest one they had that Rob Conway was holding?
Rob Conway?
Yep. God. There's a picture of Rob Conway holding it.
That's hilarious. Because
it adds more fuel to the fire this week that NWA is now defunct.
Well, doesn't Corgan own that?
I don't know. What's going on with that? I think so. He had bought something. Speaking of companies that are becoming defunct and Corbin once had a hand in. GFW is in bad shape.
Yeah, really bad shape, apparently.
They are, I saved a bit of a story from it. They're hemorrhaging money like a motherfucker, apparently. And they're on their way out. So, where's it at?
Yeah, apparently the actual merger between GFW and TNA still hasn't even really gone down. No, like, not the official yet. One. So, and then Jarrett has already stepped away from any sort of like front office operations
due to health issues, mental health issues.
So he basically saw the shit writing on the wall, and was like, "I'm getting F out." And so he's like nowhere to be seen through all of this.
It says ever since Anthem Sports bought Impact Wrestling, they've been fighting an uphill battle around every turn. They can't seem to get cultural things right, and they even had to strip their world champion away from his title in Alberto El Patron a few weeks ago.
I mean, in the long run, in the short, I mean, when you look at it now, like, was that the right thing to do? Because, he wasn't, charges weren't pressed.
Yeah. So should you have done that?
Should they have done that?
Sounds a lot like Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes. Well, come on.
But new information is coming out of Sports Illustrated stating that GFW is hemorrhaging funds and sources confirm that Anthem is now looking to sell the company as quick as they can and move away from professional wrestling.
I'll buy it.
So no more GFW. You see Rebby Hardy and Matt Hardy took to Twitter after the announcement of Jeff Jarrett leaving the company.
No.
Or stepping away. She just put screaming with a crying laughing face. And it says, y'all tripping if you think I'm going to be anything but laughing at the misfortune of someone who went out of their way to fuck with my family. And then Matt Hardy said, I saw today's events transpire in a very prolific premonition in February. And my premonitions always come to fruition. And she said, not going to get a fake response out of me. You'd be doing the same thing if you were in my shoes.
I am kind of excited about this week's episode of TNA or GFW.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's the one about Rosemary.
Oh, yes. And it's showing like the...
It's going to show where they, like, Sexy Star deliberately tried to break Rosemary's arm.
So Sexy Star released a long statement.
Oh, my God. And what was, like, the worst statement ever?
And less than 24 hours after that statement, AAA stripped her of her Reina de Reinas title.
Hilarious.
So she's no longer the champion. Sexy which is Star. Funny, which is fucking hilarious to me because they stripped Taya to hand it,
give it to
her. Yeah. And to screw over Taya, and now they had to strip her of it. So turnabout's fair play, right?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, I really want to watch this episode because you're right. This is the one that they show a lot of the backstage stuff going on.
Old men yelling.
Yeah, a lot of Jeff Jarrett having a heart attack. Yeah. You don't fuck with our locker room, man.
For some reason, I was watching all those promos, and it kind of reminded me of the Hogan the Hogan Russo Jeff Jarrett shoot that happened like a long time ago, back like I think in 1999, like at Bash at the Beach or something.
Yep, I agree.
And so I even went back as far as to watch it.
Did you watch
it? Yeah, I watched it on the network.
Oh my God.
None of it's censored, which is great. So you can go and watch Hogan called WCW a piece of shit.
It's uncensored?
It's uncensored, back and watch and Russo's going in there cursing his face off. It's great. It's good stuff. It makes for good television.
Did you see the...
And then you watch the rest of that WCW, Bash at the Beach card, and you're just like, what a fucking piece of shit, man. God. Yeah. Seriously, the co-main event was, Vampiro versus the Demon in a graveyard match? Who the fuck's the Demon?
Yeah.
Why?
That was terrible, right?
And so, but it, the it cool was part
the kiss
was...
Demon, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was a Kiss Demon. The cool part was, Sting came out at the end, And this is like the second rebirth of Sting. Like, and this is supposed to be like the start of the, like the big Sting Vampiro storyline that can never really like get kicked off. Like, even though they tried so hard. But yeah, God, like I tried watching like a lot of like WCW pay-per-views and I just could not do it. I watched Starrcade, the one when Sting did come back, and then I watched the Starrcade where it was Goldberg versus Nash, and you like go back and you watch the rest of that card and you're just like, why are these people in matches? Who decided Chuck Palumbo and Sean Stasiak were a good tag team?
Right.
You know,
then they came to WWE as that.
As, yeah, and it's just like, ugh. Oh man, like, you go back and you watch that, you're just like, wow.
Remember Sean Stasiak? Wasn't Meat. He? He was always like the shitty character who was always running into things, wasn't it? Him when WCW came?
No, that was just his real life.
You remember that? He would always like rush at somebody and they would sidestep him and he'd slam into shit. Was that Sean Stasiak?
I don't remember that. I just remember him being paired with Terry Runnels.
Who was the one that was? It was Sean Stasiak who was originally supposed to be part of Evolution, right?
No, that was Mark Jindrak.
Maybe it's Jindrak that I'm thinking of. I don't know. But I remember one of the guys from WCW, like, that was always their thing. They come rushing at him, like, Kurt Angle would sidestep him, and they go fucking slam him into shit.
Maybe it was. I don't know. There was a period of WWE where I didn't watch, just because I just got busy with school.
I just always loved 2000.
There was, like, 2 years where I didn't, like, I watched off and on, because, one, it got moved, so, like, our feed was, like, the super late feed, and so WoW would come on, like, at 9
you were
o'clock.
Working at the college at the time.
And I was working at the college, so, like,
in the computer lab.
So, I'd get out at, late. Yeah, so I'd work late, and so I'd miss Raw.
I talked to you about, like, what happened and
And I just, like, I was bummed, and this is before you can, like, stream shit and find it online, so it was, like, super hard to, like, find. And, like,
you had to, like, VHS.
Yeah, that's what I ended up started doing. Like, I started videotaping Raw, like, fast-forwarding to the bits, and, you know, like, towards, like, you know, in my run at the college, and I was working late. That's what I started doing. But
because I would work and I would miss it.
Yeah,
and there was a period like after 2001, like 2002 was really really hard.
Could you guys please mention a Harvey Relief stream on your show? I am not aware of this Harvey Relief stream, like Chicky. If you can write me again on my Facebook, I will happily mention it.
Yep.
Just Give me the info, and I will actually.
Yep, because I already actually saved the info of where to actually text message. We'll actually talk about it now. Hurricane Harvey Relief, 12-hour stream by Michael Miller. So it looks like Proven Gamer is having a Hurricane Harvey Relief 12-hour stream to help raise
awesome,
money
dude.
For Hurricane Harvey victims. So you could definitely check that out on twitch.tv/Proven Gamer. I'm trying to see the dates. Does he have a date listed on here? Sunday, September 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's great.
So awesome, guys. Make sure you check that out. We'll share the link on the Smart Marks page. That's at twitch.tv/Proven Gamer or twitch.tv/Proven Gamer. So you definitely check that out. One thing I definitely saved as far as Hurricane Harvey Relief 2. You guys, if you don't have any access to get to Twitch or anything like that, you're not, you're listening to this on the podcast, not watching us on Twitch, and you just want to donate, you just want to help out to donate, if you text, you can text message your donation to 90999. So that's definitely, and brace yourselves if you're listening to us on the East Coast and you're around Florida, brace yourself because things are getting shitty there too.
Yeah, I heard Hulk Hogan's making a comeback.
Yeah, so definitely, definitely. Maybe that's why Anthem is trying to sell off GFW. They want to get their money for him before the Orlando studios are destroyed.
Like I heard Irma's targeting the Orlando studios.
Probably.
It's going to leave Full
Cell. It's actually Hurricane Dixie.
It's going to leave Full Cell
it's
alone.
It's actually Hurricane Helms.
Hurricane Helms, yeah. What's Hurricane
Stand
Helms
back.
Has to say? That was a hurricane.
There's a hurricane coming through.
Yeah, so Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, Tricky. Actually, good looking out. I'm glad that you brought it up. All. I'm glad you're watching the show, too.
Yeah.
Your show sucks.
Shout out to you. What a dick. God, did you see my face? Shit. What an asshole.
I'm waiting for Tricky to write back. No.
You guys, just wait for that message.
No, that's awesome. I think together as a group, Trophy Whores, Smart Marks Podcast, everybody at ProvenGamer.com, I think we should get together. We can do like our own little like actual stream.
Our show is better than your show.
Our show is better than your show. I agree. Our show is better than your show.
Yeah, our show is better than your show. Yeah,
I'm
agree.
Sorry, Jerky.
Right.
There's something about 15 different people talking all at once.
Right. Oh, what a dick.
And people eating cereal.
Right.
Hey, Jakey, you never gave me the files to help you edit that one lost show, Trophy Horse. I'm just throwing that out there. But yeah, so cool. Yeah, I like the idea of us getting all together and trying to do something for hurricane victims.
I do too.
I like that idea. We got, you know, we do stuff for Extra Life, which is awesome, and I like doing that. And then I think we should probably be more. I think it's our responsibility as, you know, content providers and entertainers of sort. I mean, we're here to make people laugh,
right?
You know, people don't. They don't. I mean, let's be honest. They don't like download the show to listen to like insightful wrestling knowledge.
Fuck no.
They're like here to like hear your Jim Cornette impression.
Yeah.
They want to hear you yell, and they're ruining. They're ruining the business. They're ruining the business. As Jeremy walks out. Your show's all right, Tricky. I like it. I haven't got the expert knowledge in video games that I should have, or that I did once have. But as Jeremy leaves me here by myself, it's kind of hard to like keep talking. Oh, Jeremy's good. Oh, no. Well, I was actually still in the room when you left.
Valid point. Yeah.
Jeremy got his WWE glass.
I did get my WWE glass.
Hey, Jim Cornette.
God.
Ricochet, one of your favorite wrestlers of all time.
Ricochet
just became the only two-time winner
of Bola.
What do you think of PWG?
They're ruining the business.
That's what I thought. All
right. Are you just waiting for the inevitable moment that WWE signs Ricochet?
Oh, of course. And I'm sure they've thrown
to Rick O'Shea.
Oh, they will.
Right? Like,
they will. It'll be Rick O'Shea.
Right?
They should. I mean, that's stupid if they don't do it.
Right?
Yeah. And then, like, bring back the King of the Ring, and he could win the
King
of
the Ring. Twice.
King Rick O'Shea. He does go by King Ricochet.
See? There you go. Matt, it writes itself.
There. Come on, guys. What about some of the shitty-ass writing?
Right?
People are still upset about Sasha Banks dropping the title so soon.
Fuck right.
But hey, we got a fatal four-way and no mercy about it. I think
so she could win and lose it again?
She's not winning.
You don't think so?
No. She's not winning. Emma's going to win.
Emma?
Yeah, Emma's going to win.
I think Naya.
No, Emma's going to win. Dark horse. Dark horse. Emma.
That's racist.
She's white.
I know.
She's from Australia, so I don't know what's going on over there. It's winter over there, isn't it?
Right. It's winter's coming.
Patio Dodger on Twitter.
Winter's
coming. Is it winter over there?
Winter's. Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's from Australia.
He's been a follower of us for quite a while.
I think we got a few listeners actually in Australia.
Right.
Every time I pull like download stats, there's always some like based out in Australia.
Sweet.
I blame him. I think
totally.
Yeah. So.
He's our street team in Australia.
He's our street team in Australia. So shout out to him. Follow him on Twitter, JT Grasby. I think that's what he goes by.
Yeah.
Right.
At times. At one point, that's what he was.
Yeah. Good stuff. What else happened? Shinsuke Nakamura is the number one contender once again.
Again.
Yeah.
You think that turns into a triple threat somehow?
It's Hell in a Cell. I would think it would.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like
it would be so great to get an Armageddon Hell in a Cell again.
I would love that. Actually, it's funny. I'm still playing 2K17. I am in Hell in a Cell right now.
Yeah.
And my main event is a number one contender match. And it's, I forget everybody involved. But I just wrapped up a feud with The Rock and Finn Balor.
Nice.
Pretty proud of that.
Nice.
Yeah, and now it's Demon Kane versus the Demon King at Hell in a Cell.
Nice.
Which is cool.
That's and, pretty good.
Yeah. I was like, I need to throw Kane in this. Finn Balor is like going on a tear on my game. It's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Carmella's my women's champ.
Carmella.
I didn't plan for that to happen. It just happened. I'm not the type of person like, if I lose and I lose a title match, I don't restart it. I'm just like,
I'm the same way too.
I'm like, well, it happened.
I do the same thing in Madden. If I lose in Madden or something, that's just my season.
I used to do that on 2K16 on NBA. Yeah, I would just, if I lost a game, I was like, okay, cool.
Computer beat me. That's how I run it,
too. I'm like, shit, I played shitty.
Yeah, that's why I run it, too.
Especially in my career mode. It's like super hard in my career mode. But yeah, cool. Lucha Underground.
I haven't watched Lucha in so long.
Yeah, you know what's weird is I haven't either.
My site that I normally go to watch it, every time I do, they're a week behind. Or they're stuck on the same week.
I keep on telling you, dude. Like, Pornhub does not carry Lucha Underground.
No, I keep going for it, but
they're just not going to carry it.
I know.
You type in, like, Lucha Bang, and that's not what you're going to get.
but it's still worth watching.
It's just a lot of women in masks.
No, but the...
And very poorly made masks.
Go through watchwrestling.uno, and they're always, like, on the same week. Like, I just don't get any updates to Lucha, so...
Yeah, I haven't been able to keep up. I, you know, part of me is actually just...
I'm kind of over?
No, not over. I'm just, like, I have so much going on, and then I completely forget all
if
about it.
If it's the one you've got to put to the back burner, it's the one that's gonna
It sucks, because I don't want it to. And, like, I've already put GFW on the back burner.
Yeah, I watch just updates on GFW. I even have it record every week, and I just don't end up with time to watch it.
I think when you download, like, that favorite video you've been looking forward to, you're just going to, like, pound it to it later. Oh, wait, that's a different kind of podcast.
Different. Completely
Oof,
different.
My bad. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Completely different.
Riley Reed. No, she's a good person. She's really funny on Twitter. Yeah, so wrestling's good. Wrestling's fun. We got Hell in a Cell coming up for SmackDown. No Mercy coming up. As far as I know, for No Mercy, we just have two matches announced, right? I don't think we have any more. Dude, and what's up with Jason Jordan? He just keeps on losing matches.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's the worst push ever, right?
Like, what kind of push is that? Oh, I'm going to face Finn Balor. Oh, I'm going to lose to him. I'm going to face John Cena. I'm going to lose to him, too. I mean, I'm not expecting him to beat these people. But why do you put him in these matches just to have him lose? And you're kind of just like, well, that sucks for you.
Right.
And then Chad Gable's, like, there's one thing about the Shelton Benjamin tag team pair up. I like it. But it also goes to show, like, whatever faith they had in Chad Gable's lost.
Yeah.
It's like, if they had faith in him to be a singles competitor, he would have. Unless this is going to turn into a one-on-one for him versus Shelton. And that's the program we're going with. And I'm even saying Chad Gable heel turn.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah, I think I'd be all right with that. As far as I know, we didn't get any other questions. But I have a question for you, Jeremy.
Go for it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
That's good. That's good to know. That's about it.
That was the only question? I'm
ready. That's cool.
Are you ready to suck it?
Yeah, you got your pre-order in for 2K18?
I don't.
No? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll normally. I don't pre-order until, like, the week
before.
You want
that Kurt Angle?
Nah.
No?
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
If we pre-order it.
I was thinking the Cena one.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that one. That's insane. The $150 one. If you get the one with the digital pack, right? If you pay, like, the $80 one or whatever, you get the one with the season pass, right? And you get it, like, 5 days early?
I think so. That's normally what they do. I don't know.
I need Trophy Horse to answer this question.
If they do that, I don't know. Some games do that. Some games don't. So it just all depends on the manufacturer.
I think I'm actually cool with, like, paying, like, $80 to get a game, like, 4 days ahead of time.
I've done that with certain games. I did that with...
And if I'm getting Kurt Angle and I'm getting the season pass, and it just makes sense to me.
Yeah. I signed up for one to get Forza early. I bought the $80 one.
Oh, cool.
Because I got the season pass with it and stuff.
That's a good game.
But, yeah, I haven't done it yet. I normally do it, like I said, like, the week before. And I only do it, like, just so that way, like, I can preload it and then be ready to play at 10 o'clock the day before.
Ric Flair's out of hospital.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cut a promo on the nurse.
Says,
I'm still alive.
Still alive, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's great. I'm very happy.
Yep.
Nothing's going to kill Ric Flair.
Yeah. No, nothing ever. Not even if syphilis hasn't by
Dude,
now.
Dude, Ric Flair is going to outlive me. On that note.
Well, on that note.
Hey, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. Follow me at Mateo83. You can follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and our fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question. Anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email is smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link at provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added costs. Use the link which shows that you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Hey, as far as this Amazon link, I don't have a problem with it. But Sam Roberts... If you type in, like, samroberts.com/Amazon, that's his link. How come we can't have, like, a provengamer.com/Amazon link?
Yeah,
work on that, Tricky. Because then we could just push out the link. I'm putting you to work while on my show. You're listening. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows your... Okay, I already said that, right? Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating and leave a funny review or drop a promo on our asses that I can read on the show. While you're there at provengamer.com, you can check out awesome game reviews and articles in the Trophy Horse podcast and Nintendo Dual Screens podcast. That's Dusty Rhodes' favorite podcast besides the Smart Marks podcast.
Oh, baby.
Talk
Nintendo
about
Dual Screens, baby.
Yeah.
Love that podcast.
You love that podcast, yeah. Dusty?
Son of a bitch, son of mine. Please, Nintendo.
So MakeProofGamer.com, your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.